Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit 333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Welcome in, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? We got Pigskin Preacher here. We got Justin Moore and we got Todd Pierce. David Basil and Roger Scott are both out of town, so I'm left running the show.
Awesome. That sounds great.
All right. You guys went into the SEC tournament. Seemed like you needed to do some work to maybe get a regional. You did some work, but you didn't get the regional. What's the vibe around the team with not getting it?
I know. Kind of going on that road trip, I think we were gone from Fayetteville for 12 days. And then college baseball, that's a long time. I think we spent the night in 3 or 4 hotels, and we were just living the rock star life. anyway, so, I mean, we won that series in Kentucky, and we thought that set us up really well. And then we went to the SEC tournament, and we were bound and determined to win that thing. Won that first game against Tennessee, won against Texas, and then beat Auburn in that great game. Thanks to that Ryder Helfrich home run. And then came up short in the SEC championship game. But after winning 5 games in the span of that week or whatever, I thought we were for sure host. And it looks like that's not what we're going to be doing. But I think you look at this year and we played really well on the road and the team excited. You get to kind of play the villain aspect now and you get to kind of walk into someone else's house and take it over. So we're excited.
Camden, so I know you're – really classy and buttoned up and say the right things, but 100% honesty, were y'all pissed when you seen the...
Initially, yes, I was.
Okay.
So was everybody else.
Thank you for being honest.
Yes, of course.
So you guys are heading up to Lawrence, Kansas, to face the Jayhawks. Well, you're going to face Missouri State first. Who's the other team in that?
Northeastern.
Yeah, haven't even spoke anything about Northeastern.
Yeah, they don't.
And
matter.
Missouri State.
They're not going to do anything. Missouri State can play, but you guys are going to break.
You guys face them twice.
You're going to break their hearts and Kansas's heart. And I'm here.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
It.
Kansas has to be going. Are you kidding me?
We get Arkansas.
We finally get to host,
and
we got
Arkansas coming. Yes.
You guys have faced Missouri State. This will be the third time this season already. Mm-hmm. What's it going to be like facing them that many times?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I think we have a little bit of a rivalry with them.
Mm-hmm.
We played them in Springfield this year. We played them at Ballmark Stadium this year. And they're a really good team. They can really hit. They have a couple of really good pitchers, and I mean, I'm excited to play them. When you play in the postseason, it's just one game at a time. We can't look too far ahead to playing Kansas or Georgia Tech or any of that. We just got to focus on one game at a time and play Missouri State.
You're from Omaha, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence is about 4 hours from Omaha, I believe. I was informed by Nebraska native Todd Pierce about that. Have you ever been to Lawrence?
I have. So actually, out of high school, I was recruited by them. I've seen that stadium and been on that campus, and there's a lot of kids from Omaha who end up actually going to Lawrence to go to school. I know a couple, so it's kind of there. It's kind of in between Arkansas and Omaha.
So you're going to go from playing in Baumwalker Stadium, one of the more spacious stadiums that there are, very large, and you're going to play in Lawrence, Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks Stadium, which is about 2,500 from what I saw. Is there anything different about a baseball game with size, small, large crowd? Does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm sure. I mean, I've heard the seating is 2,500, but I think they're expanding it. They're trying to make it 4,000. But it'll feel big, I would assume. It would feel packed and tied, and I'm sure people will be right on top of you. And I bet they'll be pretty fired up since the first regional. I'm sure it'll feel kind of like that Auburn game this past week in the SEC tournament. That felt like a road game. There were a ton of Auburn fans there. The atmosphere was electric. It was a night game, so it'll probably just be like that. And our team's prepared to do that. We're prepared to play on the road. We played on the road really well this whole year. We played well in the SEC tournament. That's a road thing. We played well in South Carolina. We played well in Missouri. We played well at a lot of road games. We swept Alabama at Alabama, and we beat a lot of really good teams. So we're really confident heading into the postseason.
If there is a positive, you guys have actually played better on the road this year than you have at home. Would you agree?
Yeah, I see. We just played well on the road. I mean, it's fun playing
on the road. Could you shine any light on why that is? Is it like a, you know, it's all on us mentality, or
a little bit? You just kind of have that. There's no distractions at all. Like, you don't have to worry about your family. You don't have to worry about your girlfriend. You don't have to be worried about getting people tickets. You don't have to be worried about school. You don't have to be worried about anything of that sort. And on the road, you get on a plane, you get on a bus, you're with your buddies, you're in a hotel room, you go straight to the field on the bus, you go straight back to the hotel on a bus, and you're just with each other. So the road is a really good place for a team to play.
You're almost hyper-focused on baseball.
Yep. Exactly.
It's hogs against everybody on the road. That's a good deal. So, Cam, I got a question. Are those Georgia guys on the juice or what? Because they're like playing a beer league softball team this year.
I mean, they are ridiculous.
I know.
They're crazy.
They have a lot of really good hitters. And they're mature, they're old, they're strong, and they're just a really good baseball team. They're a good baseball team, and I hope the team in Omaha and we'll beat them. But it's just – just the way it is.
Hey Cam, how do you beat them?
Score more runs than the other team. I do win a baseball game, but
I'm thinking like you got to have an incredible pitching performance because I mean the dudes can rake.
Yeah, I mean our pitchers can throw strikes and then get them out. They just have some really incredible hitters, and the times they've really gotten away from us have been on Sundays. And those are usually our better arms throw earlier in the weekend. So if you get them some early weekend arms, might be a little bit better of a game. But that's just how it is.
All right. I know you're locked in with the Arkansas baseball team, heading up to your regional. When do you guys head out, by the way?
So we'll head out probably Thursday morning. Sorry, drive up Thursday morning.
All right, drive up. Okay. But the women made the College World Series for the first time in program history. Do you have any thoughts? Were you guys watching?
I'm going, by the way.
Thoughts on that? Oh, you are.
Sweet.
Nice. But do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
really awesome. All right. Yeah, we watched the whole thing. We had a rain delay during that time in Hoover. We probably sat through 6 hours of rain delays through the whole Hoover experience. But we were sitting watching the locker room, and Coach Dyfel, she's amazing. We've had the opportunity to talk to her multiple times and talk to her kids, and she's just a superb human being, and I love hanging out with her when I can. But I know a couple other players, and it was really cool to see them finally make it to OKC, and that's cool for the program. It's good for Coach Dyfel and just the state of Arkansas.
All right. Thanks, Camden. Thanks for coming on with us. And we'll be tuning in to the regional this weekend. And hopefully we'll be talking about a regional win and going to the super regional next week.
That's right.
With
good
you.
Luck, young brother. Knock them dead.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah,
thank
go
you.
Go get
thank
them, brother.
So
thank you.
Stay hot.